out of the huts of history's shame I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally. There I go, rising.
Ukko. Ukko.
That is...
Ooh, Maya Angelou.
Exactly. Like, Maya Angelou.
Oh my God.
With And Still I Rise.
If you don't know her, then you're the one with the problem, by the way.
I think she's a phenomenal woman.
Yeah.
She says it herself. Mm-hmm. Brilliant, brilliant piece. Claudia, have you ever done some poetry yourself?
No, but something similar I thought of earlier when you were saying about the power of description. Yeah. And of really triggering someone's imagination and taking someone along
on the journey.
That takes takes a while to notice the power of this. And I did it when I tried to find my way out of academic jargon. I had a roundabout way through academia. So I wrote a PhD over what, 5 years or what. Mm-hmm. And I tried some academic career, but it was not my way. Mm-hmm. So I had to find my way back into the arts where I came from. And I wrote myself out of it. I also performed myself out of it. I worked with a women group performing arts. But the main thing was I prescribed to myself, okay, I'm going to sit in the city and I'm going to watch what's happening. And I take note of what's happening. Some things are not allowed. Feelings, opinions. Mm-hmm. I just take note of what I see, what I hear, what I smell, what touches me. Mm-hmm. I scribble it down. Mm-hmm. Out of these scribbles, I started to make little pieces. Mm-hmm. They are like scripts for a set,
okay,
or something like this. They just go like, a woman walks down the street from left to right, crosses the zebra, crossing a red bag on her head. Things like this, people walking up and down from this way to the other. And I started then after a while to read it. And that's actually how I got into sound and radio at the end. And I found my home, which is sound and radio.
Wow.
But the reading also I did at night and just in a crappy little microphone and with a tape recorder. And I was also saying no feelings, no opinions. Mm. I just read it really like a litany, no expression. And I started to notice that people adored it. Mm. They loved it. They wanted to listen forever to this description that hardly... Yeah, they.
So, were you doing something?
Well, it's. I can give you some for later.
For later.
Later, next. Okay. I have them on my iPod. I can burn you some.
Okay.
CDs, that would be certainly. Lovely. But this is also something. It's an experience that just the time to describe and to put it in writing, then take it into another medium, and that now I still do it in all my workshops. I take everyone through this when I teach audio media. And this is really the way how people then start to suddenly become aware of their environment.
True.
And suddenly the time also changes. If you just start to value description, we don't value it anymore. But I came to, because I made this roundabout way through academia, I came to actually despise this kind of winded language that puts everything into concepts. You just don't, you know, you can't really understand, so what does that mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And But once you have gone through this, just describe. Mm. Describe what's on your desk right now or what's in your room right now. Mm. Just describe.
I'm also making it my task.
Yeah. Anti-babies.
I like the way he's looking at the gray. Next week, I have a few pieces I have written myself. I was telling Chipoko about them. I have a few pieces that I have someone who actually told me to write one day. You know, I love poetry. So a friend of mine was telling me, you know, if you love it so much, you can write it. Mm. And I thought, I can listen to it, I can enjoy it, but I can't write it. Mm. But then, you know, I found myself writing. I have two pieces that I will come through and share on the show next week. Mm-hmm. Chipoko, you need to be here.
I will be. I promise, Chansa.
Yeah, I know he wants to witness that.
Yes, I will.
So I will bring them through to the show next week, Tuesday, and I myself will recite my pieces.
Uh-huh. I wait to see that happen.
Yeah, I'm making this promise on air, on radio. Everyone has heard. So just now, let's take a short musical break. It is 3 minutes, in fact, a minute before 20. At 20 hours exactly, we continue taking your phone calls at 0211-222-632. Joy FM on Facebook. That's Joy FM Zambia, or Ravishing also on Facebook. If you are a poet, we keep emphasizing, please come through to Joy FM. If you have any pieces you'd love to share with us, come through, ask for Petronella. If I'm not in, leave them with a beautiful lady you'll find at reception. Her name is Barbara, and I will certainly put your contact details as well. I will certainly get back to you. Just now, a short break, a piece of music coming through from Kyle Thomas, and this one is Emotional on Joy.